listener exclusive.
Hey, it's Maddie Ray, and thanks for flicking back to the Triple M Bricky Show podcast. If you missed Friday's show, really excited to welcome the winner of the Griffith Musician Club's 15th Annual Young Musician of the Year Award, Josephine Fiorori, and her dad, Ago Fiorori, who's well known in the local music scene himself. And we're going to kick right off with Josephine from how she felt when she won the award, and towards the end, recap her live performance cover version of Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For, which was what she performed on the night of the awards.
It felt really good. Like, all my hard work and dedication, it led up to something.
Yep. How many years have you been playing music for?
Oh, I've been singing for 5 years.
5 years. So, yeah, a fair bit of work's gone into that award. And how long have you been playing with Dad now?
Oh, a few years.
Basically, what we've been doing is like a Steadfords and small little performances here and there. Mm-hmm. And we're currently about to start a duo called Two Tone.
Two Tone. And where did that name, who came up with the name?
Oh, I've just been with one of my friends, and we've been working on cars, and we're talking about a paint job one day, and he reckons Two Tone, and I went, well, hang on, there with the cars and the music, that'll go through. So,
what did you think of that, Josephine?
It was a good name.
Yep, good name. Happy with that. All right, and tell me about what it is that's inspired you to pursue music and singing.
Well, obviously my dad being a musician growing up, I've always loved singing and loved music. And then when I got to the age that I could do stuff, I always wanted to pursue it myself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, pretty much my father's my inspiration.
Wow.
That's where I am today.
You must be proud, Ago. You must feel quite warm inside to inspire your daughter to sing.
Well, it's actually the other way, because she's going leaps and bounds, and actually she's opening up a different range of stuff for me to learn too, so which having the pleasure of being able to start doing something with her, just going to different genres and all that stuff.
And that's quite poignant, because you started quite late in your own music career, though you've been doing it for some time. Like, you probably didn't go full time with it until 31, 32. Is that right?
Yeah, it was about that age there. So, yeah.
You were in a high school band, though, weren't you?
Yeah, it was only two songs at the school concert, but that's it.
It counts. Yeah, the bands you were a part of, No Exit, Velveteen, have I mentioned them all there, Ago?
There's also Vertigo, which was the band that I actually started becoming the lead singer in. So
awesome. And your singing style itself, like, you tried to be very low at first, but then this high voice came out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I shocked myself, and I think everyone else.
You even got the chance to support Reese Maston and Mahalia Barnes at Groovin' Greys last year. I was at that concert. It was awesome.
Yeah.
How often are you yourself playing these days?
Not doing too much at the moment. Sort of pretty busy with work, but just whatever comes along, we're taking, and that's it at the moment.
And if you want to explain to me what it's like to be a part of the Griffith Musicians Club and how they support the local musician scene, as well as young and up-and-coming musicians like Josephine.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. Those guys are all great. If you ever got a question music-wise, you can ask them, and it is just the wealth of knowledge from young and old. And it's good, because everyone supports each other, and everyone's pushing for everyone to strive. Yeah. It's a great asset to our community.
All right. Well, I think we can't get the Young Musician of the Year Award winner in the studio without hearing a performance from her, Josephine. So you're keen to sing for us today?
Yep.
Yep. Tell us about the song you're going to play, perform.
So the song I'm going to perform, the same song I performed on the night.
Yep.
Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? Made the song of the year.
It did. That's right.
Yeah. And I've chosen this song because I've dedicated it to my late friend who passed away December last year, committed suicide. So it's dedicated to her in suicide awareness.
Yep. Sorry for your loss, by the way. And
that's
we
all good.
Do
you
want to stress as well the importance of everybody out there, that if you are going through a crisis right now, to please contact Lifeline 13 11 14. And there is also the Griffith Suicide Prevention and Support Group, 1300 133 911. And Beyond Blue, 1300 22 46 36. All right, Josephine, you're feeling ready and comfortable?
Yep.
All right. Josephine Fiori is going to perform the song she performed the night of the Griffith Young Musician of the Year Awards on the Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M. Josephine Fiori, everyone. That was beautiful. And after hearing that voice, I just want to hear it again. So, Tolly, have you got any performances scheduled at all?
Yes, my father and I are starting gigs.
And it's next month, yeah?
Yes, 18th of May at the XU Sporties.
And you guys have some thank yous to make as well.
Yes. Thank you to Custom Music for their sponsorship and everything. I'd also like to thank the Griffith Musicians Club for giving me this opportunity and Michael Fitzner for coming up with this brilliant idea 15 years ago to give me and other young musos a chance to have this achievement.
Well, Ago, Josephine, can't wait to see you guys again at the Exes Club, and maybe we get you guys back on Triple M to perform maybe live together.
Yep, that'll be great. Thank you.
A listener exclusive.